been cooked and served a second time. What do you call that?
Leftovers.
Okay, and another way you might Let me see. There used to be a thing that they made out of cornmeal and water. They just sort of boil up.
It's called mush. We don't have that here. What are they talking about? Water ground, cornmeal. Of course, a hush puppy is nothing but meal and water dropped in deep fat.
Yeah. That was molded into little patties and dropped and fried.
Yeah. They always put onion in hush puppy?
No, hush puppy.
I didn't think so.
No?
I thought it was just meal.
I was sitting around the fire, men going hunting. They're cooking some meal, and the dogs be around the house circle, and they gather some dough, drop it in the meat, and throw it to hush puppy, throw it to them, for the dogs to eat. And they'll fancy that. Now, of course, you get hush puppies down in restaurants, and they may put onions in them. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't taste them. I'll take your time.
Yeah, okay. Then I packed. Did you ever have a place where you might grow vegetables?
Yeah, garden, backyard, vegetable garden.
What do you usually grow there?
Well, Nance and Hugh, they grew beans and they didn't grow squash, did they? We didn't have any vegetable garden. We've grown okra,
lettuce and tomato and
tomatoes and peppers.
Peppers is all I grow now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But next door they did grow eggplant and okra.
Well, we had quite a crop of okra
peas,
one year. You know.
All kinds of things. Mm-hmm.
Lettuce,
yes, but we grow lettuce,
radishes. We've never been able to grow carrots, so we try to do our soil is too rich. Apparently carrots need sandy soil.
You ever grow little tomatoes like that?
Love apples. Cocktail tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
Those are the proto tomato. And I never saw them as a child except over at Redcliffe. Used to go over there. They had a big bush. They called them love apples. I haven't heard the expression except used by me in 50-odd years.
Hmm.
The next day I saw these love apples at cocktail parties, dipped in salt.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, those are love apples. I said, what are you talking about? Cocktail tomatoes. Old-fashioned love apples. You ever hear them called love apples, Virginia? Except by me.
Well, I may have gotten it just from you.
I don't know if you ever heard it.
I'm not sure.
I think so. I think I'm more expressive. It's very old-fashioned.
Did you ever grow potatoes back there?
Oh, no, but didn't Nance and Hugh?
Nance and Hugh did last year.
Yeah.
I don't know how successful it was.
Did you all grow much in your backyard?
No,
we didn't.
Not much. We had a great big asparagus bed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd say twice as large as this room, that you didn't have to do anything about if you once got it started. It just grew in every asparagus season.
It goes forever and ever. When we...
Maybe it had to be weeded, maybe the yard man did that, but I never saw it. Never remember seeing anybody do anything about an asparagus bed.
You remember when we were first married, 50-odd years ago, we lived next door, and in the backyard, some asparagus bushes came up, and I mentioned to father. Oh, he said, yes, I remember when I was a child, they had asparagus bed back there. It kept on going up. I bet it still does. You notice it recently?
Mm-hmm.
We never got asparagus, but the ferns would be good for the flowers.
Mm-hmm. The kind of potatoes they have with yellow meat, what do you call those? Usually have them at Thanksgiving.